Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, my name is Deb. I'm an alcoholic. The question I'm asked to speak on is, what practical advice do we offer to a newcomer who is struggling to stop drinking? I had a slow start to sobriety. I had trouble staying stopped with my drinking. I would get some sober time up and then I would drink again. So I had to do this thing of stopping drinking a number of times. So the best, almost practical advice I have to offer comes from our slogans in AA, really. The idea of trying to not drink just one day at a time is very helpful, or was very helpful to me. I've heard other people share how you can break that down even further to an hour at a time, 5 minutes at a time, whatever, with the basic idea of being desperate not to drink. So when the urges come or the cravings or the obsessive thinking happens, we do everything we can to resist at that point in time not picking up that first drink. That's the second slogan I'm thinking of. Don't have the first drink. It's the first drink that causes the problem. And so there's lots of helpful ways that we hear of in the rooms and we're told about to avoid having that first drink. We know that we have a program. We know that we have other people in AA who will help us. That's why we urge people, newcomers, to take phone numbers and to ring, to actually ring people. We say get a sponsor. Your sponsor is a person who can help you to avoid that first fatal drink and is there to answer the phone, urge you to go to a meeting, help you to go to a meeting, help you read the big book and go through the big book, and especially to help you do the steps. And it was my experience over that number of years of trying to get sober and relapsing at various points that it was in doing the steps when 18 years ago I finally surrendered and came back with a new understanding that I had to do what I'd been told to do all along, which was get a sponsor, get a home group, don't pick up that drink, do it a day at a time, and do the steps, do the program. So I actually did the program. And once I had done the steps, especially steps 2 and 3, I then had another very helpful way to avoid that first drink or to stay stopped, which was a higher power. I took advantage of the spiritual side of the program and began to use my higher power along with my sponsor, along with meetings, along with my home group, along with other members to not drink. So that's just some helpful advice for avoiding that that first drink when you're struggling to stop drinking in the early stages. Thanks for listening.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.